Well, see, the problem is they've been like, they keep leaking out all this.
This is slightly better.
Slightly better? You're just having issues.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Doctor Who time.
Hi, this is Ronald Seipel. I play Commander Anthony Tate, First Officer of the Melbourne. You are listening to Comic Pop Library.
It's unbelievable, this is as good as it gets. It's unbelievable, don't know what's gonna happen next. It's unbelievable, you haven't seen nothing yet. It's unbelievable, it's unbelievable. When I was a kid, I saved up all my dough so I could buy C-3PO. Put Mentos in my Diet Coke in the backseat of the bus. When I was a kid, I ate SpaghettiOs, played laser tag and G.I. Joes. And if you vowed no girls allowed, then you could join the club. When I was a kid, I spent my Saturdays blowing on Nintendo games. The newest thing was Lion King, and I could feel the love. It's unbelievable. Watching action films, and I won't lie, my friends and I.
Hello everybody, for another episode of BSing with Comic Pop Library, and we are BSing, of course, about Doctor Who.
Woohoo!
We are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan,
Jacob,
and Logan.
And we are basically joining in with the current series that starts out with technically the 10th Doctor, because they did have the first Doctor that they brought in with Day of the Doctor. So he was originally thought to be the 9th Doctor, and that was David...
Christopher Eccleston.
No, David Tennant was 10.
Right.
Yeah. Or 11, yeah.
12. When you start messing with time, everything gets screwed.
Yeah.
But we have Destro as Doctor Who, or should we say Doctor Who's Destro?
Oh, no.
Who's Destro?
No, you're not going to bring up the G.I. Joe movie.
Wait, what?
No, it's terrible.
What?
It's the original G.I. Joe movie.
What? Wait, what about... But
he played Destro.
He played...
Who's Destro?
Destro and G.I. Joe is the guy with the giant metal head.
You know of G.I. Joe?
Uh-uh.
Wow. So you are at least half beaten because knowing is half the battle. The rest of it's red lasers and blue lasers.
There you go.
Okay.
But with Doctor Who, with this gentleman, Christopher?
Yes.
Or just Chris?
Christopher.
Does it go by Christopher? Okay. He brought back Doctor Who after probably about a 10-year absence, if not longer.
Longer. The TV show went off air in the 80s, I believe. Okay. And then there was a made-for-TV movie where it's a one-shot of the what would have been the 8th Doctor.
Okay.
And he fights the Master, who was played by Eric Roberts.
Okay.
So you got that going for you.
I kind of hit and miss with the older shows. But with the new Doctor Who, the whole concept is regeneration. Most people know that, I know, but just for those who might not, which is very few, if at all, the regeneration comes into effect, and that's how they've gotten around having to recast the Doctor every so many years of the series. And he brought a little bit gruffer, Snyder Doctor Who. He wasn't pleasant, per se.
No.
Oh, I thought he was funny.
He was funny in a stoic way. Mm-hmm. British humor. British humor is pretty stoic.
He's actually one of my favorite doctors. And the one thing that absolutely that I loved about him was, "Hello, I am the Doctor." Just the way that he said it.
I was going to say, I love to say that. Just the way he said it, huh?
Yeah, just the way that he said it. He's like, "Hello, I'm the Doctor." And I'm just like, iconic. And then if you watch, like you were talking about the three Doctors, the Day of the Doctor,
mm-hmm.
Rose does the exact same thing. Hello.
She's not the Doctor.
I know, but she does.
The Doctor.
She does the exact same thing. Like, hello. And just like he did it. And it was absolutely perfect in my eyes when she did it. I was like, she's emanating Christopher Eccleston, who was...
I didn't catch that. I'm not that into it. So.
It's been too long since we saw Christopher being the Doctor.
True.
Which I remember liking him as the Doctor, but
oh, yeah.
It's been too long since we've seen it.
One of the creepiest episodes was in his season.
Yeah.
With the, Mommy? Where's my mommy? Are you my mommy? With the kids with the gas mask on? That was one of the creepier Doctor Who episodes that they've put out there. That one is probably, for me, top, if not real close to the top, just in the creepiness factor. So, yeah, that one was cool. That freaked the kids out when they were young.
My favorite villains were actually when he was a doctor, which was a Slitheen, the Slitheens, the snake creatures.
The ones with the Sleestak?
No, they unzipped.
Who remembers the Sleestak?
The what?
Land of the...
Which one? At the moment, I'm thinking lizard people who live underground, but I'm pretty sure that's not who either of you are talking about.
No, the Slitheen is the one who they're like snake creatures. They kill people, and then they wear their skins as their disguise.
I was mistaken it for like Logan. I thought it was the ones underground.
And then when they want to show who they are, they unzip like their forehead and then let the human skin fall off.
I was thinking of like Logan was thinking of the lizard people that lived underground because Land of the Lost, Sleestak, they go on a camping trip, go down a river.
Oh, I know Land of the Lost. I don't remember what else you're talking about.
Probably the problem with specific names.
True. One of the hallmarks, like you were talking about with Doctor Who, no matter what iteration it is, even the most current ones, is the special effects are not modern day special effects. They try to keep it campy to a degree.
They've gotten
to
better.
To a degree. They've gotten better, but they try to keep the campiness.
They were real bad with Eccleston, but then they've gotten better. The Daleks during Eccleston's season literally looked like trash cans that someone had put little tennis balls on, and they were bad. And they've gotten better. They don't look as.
And they got the beater for one, and the toilet plunger for the other. Yes. I love them. Don't get me wrong. I love them to death. Doctor Who's one of our favorite shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites.
But that's one of the fun things about it, I think, is the aliens and what's this one going to look like. That's
the few times when the Doctor actually does something that's more than just a human and regeneration. Like, there was one where they were watching the Earth go boom that he did a time slow thing. And then there was against the Scarecrow people, the family of people who gathered up their army of scarecrows versus him and his memory forgottenness and got him actually angry.
Okay, I don't remember Scarecrow, so you got one on me there.
It was during the nurses or doctors or she the was doctor? Black and she was a medical was a profession.
Yeah,
that's Martha Jones.
Martha Jones, thank
and
you.
And you're talking about when he becomes human because he takes his Time Lord essence and puts it into his fob watch.
Yeah, that was during David Tennant's reign as the Doctor.
Mm-hmm. But he gets a fairly dangerous ending to that one. Locking someone away in a mirror, someone on top of a black hole, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. There are times where he's just vicious.
Yeah, the Doctor, he's a cruel person deep down because he pretty much sacrificed, Day of the Doctor kind of reverted a lot of stuff because he basically killed his own people.
Yeah.
They
walked that back hard in Day of the Doctor.
Yeah, they did. So, okay. And if you haven't seen, I think it's Day of the Doctor.
Yeah.
That kind of, you have to see that to see what we're talking about, how they walk stuff back. But yeah, he's led to be a cruel person. He can, if he wanted to, he'll take you out.
Well, that's the...
He's generally nice, but he is vicious when pissed off.
Well, and that's one of the key points of the show is that the Doctor's worst enemy is himself.
Right.
So, he's got the Master. Yeah, he's got the Daleks. Yeah, there's the Cybermen running around, and those are kind of the high points, but...
The Time Lords themselves can cause trouble.
Right, and that's in the more recent seasons, and then in some of those specials that the last special the Tennant did, it was the Time Lords. Yeah. So,
and with the Doctor comes the companions. We've kind of mentioned Martha Jones,
Rose.
Right, Rose was probably the most well known,
right?
Yeah,
because of the love story aspect. So most people gravitate towards her as one of the better liked ones.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Dr. Donna.
Was she the redhead?
Donna,
a little
Noble.
Older and kind of gave him the business. She would bite back just as much as he would.
Yep.
There was Amy Pond for.
Yeah, I actually liked the Amy Pond character. She was kind of fun. She came in with Matt. Smith. Help me. Matt you. Smith. Yeah. That's simple. Matt Smith. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
So, was he the Centurion guy?
No, he's not the Centurion. He's the Doctor.
No, you're thinking of Rory Pond.
Rory Pond, yeah.
Technically, it's Rory something else, but no one knows him by that. It's always Rory Pond. Which,
and he's he used one, to have a last name, but yeah.
Well, he started out human, got turned into a
plastic Centurion.
And then he became human again?
I'm not sure.
Somehow.
We'll go with that. But he literally just guarded the
box.
Pandorica.
Yeah.
For a couple of hundred years or millennia.
Centuries, millennia.
That's why I didn't age him.
Yeah.
He was plastic.
Well, what happens is that's during the fifth series. I'm just going to call it, that's season five. And so with season one starting with Eccleston, three with Tennant, and Matt Smith's first season on there, it's when he's dealing with those cracks in reality. And if you touch it, if you get absorbed by it, you cease to exist in time. And so...
Jacob, I don't mean to correct you.
Oh, no!
But Tennant actually came in series two, so season two.
Yeah.
You said three.
One with Eccleston, three seasons with Tennant, season five.
That's not the way that you explained it, though.
You want to run it back?
Check the tape.
That's not what you said, though.
Oh. We got the gist, but Matt gave me in.
And that's where they're... Basically, what happens with Rory Pond is he gets killed, that crack is expanding, and so he gets absorbed into it, which means everyone forgets he existed except for the Doctor. And then when the Daleks and the Shadow Proclamation and all of those enemies come back and are supposed to lock him in the Pandorica, they recreate Rory because they saw pictures of him.
And he somehow gets his actual memories in there somehow.
Yeah, that's just Deus Ex Machina, which is all over the place in Doctor Who.
But the first season, I don't know what went wrong. He either didn't like the role or he got some other offers that he likes. So the Eccleston left after just that one season. I think right now David Tennant has the most seasons as the Doctor. They were hoping that this new one,
Capaldi.
Okay. They were thinking Capaldi might last one more and possibly beat him, but I think this one ties him or something like that for the most seasons. Or
you had...
Because Matt Smith didn't last...
Okay. And then Capaldi's been in this. They're going into season 10 of, 10 in air quotes, and that's his third because he picked up an 8.
Okay.
So you've got 8, 9, and 10, and then
we're at least three seasons behind.
Yeah.
And so, but they just announced recently that this is going to be Capaldi's last season. Yeah, so he's done, and so everybody basically lasts three, but it's British television. I mean, the fact that Doctor Who has been going for as long as it is a miracle, because most of the time the way British television works, you get three or four really good seasons and that's all you get. It's done. It's not like the Americans where we run it out until no one's watching and then we end it.
Until there's a cliffhanger and then we end it too.
They jump the shark and it's...
Well, I know the only other series I know of that has, I think, 9 seasons, maybe 10, and that's MI5 or MI6, because we have it here and I think it's 9 or 10 seasons.
There's also,
because that was surprising that it lasted that long.
The cop types, NCIS, CSI, those also last a lot.
Well, those are American though.
True. Those are American, like Jacob was saying. They keep going until people are just like, we're done.
Until they're not profitable.
But Doctor Who's been around since the 60s, if not. I don't know if he was in the 50s. I'd have to look that up, but I don't know.
No, it's the 60s, because they just, the day of the Doctor was the 50th anniversary.
So it's one of those where they take the theme song and they've kept the same thematics, but they've altered it enough to make it different to the season or Doctor. Mm-hmm. And so you always, and I've loved the theme. I don't know what it is, but it just captures you. And I think there was a YouTube video that somebody put together that did each entry simultaneously as they came out through the years, and that was pretty cool to listen to and hear the... I mean, it's sometimes just subtle differences, and sometimes it's a fairly good difference you can tell, but they always have that same thematic theme, though, through all of them, and that's kind of cool to hear that, as they don't deviate from it.
Okay, so I just Googled it, and Doctor Who first premiered November 23rd, 1963.
There you go, 60s.
Yep. So we'll chalk one up for Jacob.
Its 50th anniversary
was 2013, so that's when that special came out.
And the Day of the Doctor brought about a necessarily a softening of the Doctor, but like almost, well, how are they going to do this when Capaldi leaves? Did they technically reboot and give him more regenerations? And mess with the timeline again? Or no. How are they going to do this?
Wasn't Capaldi the first Doctor, basically?
No, he's the 13th.
Yeah. What happens is...
I know who you're thinking of. It was Malcolm McDowell? No. Who was the Doctor, the old one, that was the first?
The original one? Yeah. I don't remember his name.
Well, he was in Day of the Doctor.
Oh, that's Tom Baker. And then you had John Hurt.
That's four.
There was... Okay.
The one that shifted the Time Lord's planet that the Day of the Doctor was centered around, he was a very...
That was a War Doctor. That was John Hurt.
That's John Hurt.
That's John Hurt.
He shows up between 8 and 9, which is...
Which, by the way, may he rest in peace. He passed away last week.
Yeah. So I think that's who you're thinking of, because him and Capaldi, I can see where you can kind of see, because we haven't seen much of Capaldi ourselves. Right.
I don't think we've seen a single episode.
No, we haven't.
If you've seen Day of the Doctor, you've seen his eyes, and that is about it. So, because, and the way they did that was, well, do you want spoilers? Well, you've seen, have you seen all of Matt Smith's storyline?
Yeah, I've seen Matt's.
Okay.
But we haven't done Capaldi's.
So you saw the cave? You saw where the last episode with Matt Smith, he goes to Trenzalore basically by accident, because everybody gets that signal that goes out through time and space, and it's the stupid little crack that you dealt with in season 5.
Yep.
And basically what that crack is it's the Time Lords trying to come through. And so when they, and then
they had a earlier where they kidnapped Earth.
Right, and then he's willing to die before letting the Time Lords through and let us starting the Time War all over again. And basically what happens is that the Time Lords, because Clara Oswald, yeah, that's her last name, Clara.
Sure, I'll trust you.
Goes and gives a gives an impassioned speech to the Time Lords, which is strange, it worked on them, and they show up and give him a brand new regeneration cycle. So he basically, from
that was the Christmas Town special. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Time of the Doctor, I think, is the name of that one.
I think so, because it was time and then day.
Yeah, because there's three random thing of the Doctor, is because the season 7 finale and then the Christmas, or then the 50th anniversary episode and then the Christmas episode are all pretty much tied together.
Was the season 7 finale the Scarecrow one?
No, that's the one where he goes...
I know which...
The snow... what the heck is the name of that thing? That it controls the snowman in the Christmas episode before. It comes back and takes Clara and the lizard lady, whose name I can't remember, and her special friend. And it takes them all to Trenzalore. Because River Song is in that, but no one can see her except for him. Well, because they're all like, the only way to get in is if you say your name, and he's going to kill someone if the Doctor doesn't say his actual name, because we don't know what it is. And then he doesn't say it, but she does, and that's good enough to get the door to open. And so,
wait, was that where the marriage was?
No. That they get married.
That was kind of screwed
like
up.
Like I say, you mess with timelines, you get all screwed
that
up.
That was all over screwed up time.
They got married when. At the end of season 6.
Was it 6?
It's because season 6 starts with them going to Utah, being at the lake, watching the Doctor get shot by some random spaceman twice. Because he gets shot, starts to regenerate, shoots him again, he's dead. And so basically, because River Song is the one that's sent to kill him, and she refuses and screws everything up, and all the timelines of everything get mashed together, where Winston Churchill is the Holy Roman Emperor, and it gets literally mashed all together, and the only way to get time to move forward is to put the Doctor and River Song close together so she can actually quote unquote kill him. But he gets away with that through, again,
body double.
Deus Ex Machina is what it is. Basically.
Actually, they introduced the body double thing before that.
Yeah.
So when they try to shoot Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember if they succeeded or not, but they tried.
They don't.
Probably the cutest villain, though, I've ever seen is the little fat globs.
The fat things.
Yep, the fat. They're little fat globs that are running around to form. They eventually will form this great big old fat mass. But
is that in?
It's a.
Is that with Donna?
One. I'm not sure.
That's with Martha.
It was just hilarious seeing those little globs of fat running around.
I've not seen that one yet.
They kind of reminded me of the Pac-Man ghosts.
Yeah.
I thought they were closer to the Domo guy.
Yeah, they could be Domo too. Yeah, that would work. They were just hilarious. But this is one of the funner tributes, I guess you would say, is somebody took during David Tennant's reign and Rose, and they kind of did a Scooby-Doo moment with an episode that had the wailing Mona from Harry Potter in it.
Yes,
and they placed
I know what you're
it,
talking about.
They placed it to Mr. Blue Sky's single. Yeah. That's a hilarious. If you look up Mr. Blue Sky's Doctor Who music video, that's one of the better
and they tribute had that type music videos I've in seen. The episode two, I remember that.
But that one was pretty
funny.
That was
one of the episodes that wasn't done from the view of the main characters.
No, it was
Weeping Angel, first one of those was done by different viewpoint.
Yeah,
that's called Blink.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Weeping Angels is one of the lamest villains ever.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Seriously?
I thought that was kind of the next creepiest one.
How they be able to spawn from memories is a bit odd, but other than that, they're pretty good.
I think it's the gas mask one, the mummy episode, to me is creepiest. Then I like the angels. Especially. And then they have the ones that they can't really talk. They
can communicate with the orbs. Yeah.
The ood.
Those things are creepy.
Those are generally nice is the thing.
I know. They're not villains, but they're creepy.
Until they get taken over by the devil.
Yeah.
True. That happened. That's true.
Or whatever that thing was.
And then there was also a different devil in the space station, wasn't there?
That's the one I'm talking about, where they're
those were two of the same persons, because the Ood were introduced long after the space station devil.
Yep.
There must be two devils then.
I'm thinking of the space station devil was in the first or second season.
The space station was David Tennant.
Yeah.
I think the one in the sewers was that Smith?
Probably.
Donna was the companion, so that'd be David Tennant too.
Yeah.
If it's a Donna episode, there's a good chance I haven't seen it because I can't stand her.
Oh my God.
I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm pretty sure. I'm not a huge fan of the actress. And so,
okay.
Because the first time I ever saw the actress was when she was on The Office and the American version of The Office, and I was just like, oh God, no. And so.
I got it.
It was one of those things where I'm
just, I think, to be honest with you, I think that the way that they ended Donna's trial as a companion is one of the saddest ways to end a trial with the companion.
Memory loss, right?
Yeah.
They wiped her memory, yeah.
He had to. It ends up being the worst just simply because at the end of Journey's End, which is the season 4 finale, when he has to wipe her memory, Rose gets to be with that humanoid version of he's human. He's the doctor, but he's only got one heart and no regeneration cycles. So,
and she had to be wiped because she basically got the same powers as the doctor. She couldn't control it.
And she couldn't control it. If
Rose did better in that she merged with the TARDIS and, she did not go completely nuts.
Yeah, she did merge with the TARDIS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
I forgot about that.
Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
That's true.
The only reason...
The captain's life.
Jack Hart.
Is that why the TARDIS now has feelings for the doctor, probably?
No.
Maybe, or that's
been like that.
Before,
yeah, it's been like that for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a condition of...
I don't think they ever mentioned it before that in the newest series, but it could have probably had that before that, too.
And we know that the doctor does eventually, I guess you could say, retire from Day of the Doctor as well.
Because
they bring back Tom Baker as the museum curator.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, they say that's the... Because he says when he quits, he just wants a peaceful life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tom Baker turns around and he talks basically to himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is that the last phase of the Doctor?
Is it?
So it's like...
Because
I know
Peter Capaldi was in an episode of Doctor Who, Mount Vesuvius, when it goes boom. And Peter Capaldi's now the Doctor. So... And they're not the same person for anybody that wants to play that they might be. So does the regeneration just randomly choose a face?
Well, I don't know if it was a regeneration, though. I think it was the actual fourth Doctor.
That he just goes off and then eventually regenerates into the fifth?
Because the way they brought Tennant back and had the two Doctors in one time, and they said...
Well, that was that was the moment's doing.
So I don't know if that's the fourth Doctor coming back. You know, he did his thing and then
right
full circle back. That's why I said timeline stuff. Yeah, it's all screwy. So I don't know how that would work. Mm-hmm. But some of the fun stuff with this is we have River Song.
Mm-hmm.
She's the wife, supposedly. Wife, air quotes. It's debatable. Mm-hmm. And you have a daughter in with one timeline.
Rose. Yeah.
Because she's the space commander of a. They're on a planet and.
There was clones involved.
Yeah. That one.
And.
Which is ironically actually the daughter of a doctor. So. And then married a doctor because she married Tennant.
Oh, did she? I didn't know that. Okay.
She's the daughter of the fifth daughter, the one with the celery. And then she married Tennant, who was the 10th doctor.
Later 11th.
Yeah. And then once we start rewriting. Well,
that's like.
And that's the fun part about that is if you want to start rewriting it because Tennant burns a regeneration just to heal himself after he gets shot by the Dalek. Yeah. So
I thought that's true. He was close. Wasn't that right after he was regeneration? So he just used up the energy that was left over.
What happens is
a different time.
No, it's when the Daleks move the Earth because Davros is going to make that reality bomb and make everything go boom blinky out.
Yeah.
And so it's when Rose. It's because all the realities start to merge closer together, which allows Rose the ability to jump through
the rift.
And as they meet, he's running towards her. He gets shot by a Dalek. They run him into the TARDIS to get away from the Dalek. Or no, the Dalek gets killed. But then they run him into the TARDIS. He starts to regenerate, heals himself, and shoots the rest of the regeneration off into that hand that got cut off in the Christmas episode that Captain Jack runs around with.
Yep.
And that regeneration energy is what made it, it merged with Donna and made that human doctor.
Isn't it fun, folks?
I can just see, like, there's the picture on the internet going around. It's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it's Charlie, and he's explaining this giant conspiracy theory, and his eyes are all bloodshot, and you can tell he hasn't slept in days. And it's like, when I try to explain my favorite movie, my favorite TV show to people, and he's just nuts.
Oh.
I realize we're on podcast now, so no one can see the facial expressions, but you get the idea.
But there's some unanswered questions there. But this actually has spun off two spinoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We have Captain Jack with
Torchwood.
But then we have the Sarah Jane Chronicles as well, which is a former companion of the Doctor.
And now they're coming out with another spinoff.
Are they?
Yes, okay. But I cannot think of what it's called. I think it's Secrets or something like that.
Huh. I haven't heard that one.
Let me look it up.
News to me.
I was just told. I know what he's talking about because I was actually told about it earlier today, but I don't know what it is. Like, you know, it's one of those. It's like, oh yeah, it's a spinoff. I'm like, oh, what's it called? I don't know. It's a spinoff. Okay,
that's how new it is.
Torchwick.
Nobody is yet.
Torchwick handled a rift in time near London or something.
Cardiff.
Whatever.
We didn't see all of the. We didn't finish Torchwood. We got through season one, halfway through season two, and we didn't see season three, which is basically a movie in a sense or a big miniseries.
I thought we watched the first season and then never
Class. It's called Class.
Okay.
I think we started.
But we did?
Maybe not.
I don't think we actually started the miniseries. And then we never actually got around to it, which is kind of annoying.
And I think they disappeared out of our library collection, so we'd have to interlibrary loan them or buy them. Torchwood.
Didn't they move that over to Stars for a season?
Really?
Or Stars picked it? Like, I thought maybe it wasn't Stars. I thought one of the more premium, HBO, Showtime, somebody like that picked it up for one season, or maybe they just bought the rights to distribute it over here from BBC.
I'm not sure.
Who knows? That was before I even knew about Doctor Who or anything like that.
A little bit more mature in tone than Doctor Who. It was one of the more because they
Captain Jack the omnisexual.
Yep, and he was that way in the Doctor series as well. But they really played it up in Torchwood, and it fit the character.
Yeah,
because he was I can't remember what century it's from, but he was way in the future. Mm-hmm. Then came back where it's like who cares about sex? You just have sex. Basically.
And he's also immortal because of Rose stuff. Apparently that's why he became immortal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because he gets...
That could also explain any further regenerations of the Doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rose happened, nobody knew, but he got an extra 2,500 regenerations.
Well, and that's what... And the way they wrote it, that's what killed Eccleston's Doctor, was because she merged with the Heart of the TARDIS, and when she brought Captain Jack back to life, literally, it's forever. Well, yeah. Kind of. I'll get into that later. But then what killed him is it was going to burn her up, and he sucked it out of her because he kissed her. He kisses her, and then you see it all going from her into him. And he puts it back in the TARDIS and it kills him. And then he regenerates in a tenant. And we're just kind of like, what the hell?
I'm biting my tongue because I want to say so much. That explanation can be so dirty too. I'm sorry. I'm keeping my mouth shut. That's all I'll say. But Captain Jack actually was one of my favorite characters.
Captain Jack is the best companion there is.
Oh, wow. And then wasn't there another... There was at least... Well, with Rose, she had one of her friends.
Mickey.
Was it Mickey? Okay. Yeah. But wasn't during... I don't know if it was a full season, but for at least a couple of episodes, he got another gentleman.
Well, no. That
might be a comment.
There was with Eccleston, there was another guy companion, and they were going to keep on going. And then he decided to steal the keys to the TARDIS or something like that. And then he got that robot implanted on his head, and he got all kinds of information. Okay. Like whenever they clicked it, whenever they snapped their finger, that thing would
basically
go ahead, Jonathan.
I'm so lost now.
No, you're fine. He snaps his finger and
the thing opens. Mm-hmm. And then when they snap their finger, the thing closes. Okay. And Eccleston told him that he could not travel with them anymore because he got sneaky and did that without his permission. And he reprimanded Rose too. He was like, you gave him the keys to TARDIS when you weren't supposed to. I didn't give you the keys to the TARDIS to give to this guy.
I thought that was the Jack. No. One Rose gave the keys to.
No.
This was at the news. This was when they first went to the news station. And remember how that black girl was able to tell the news because she was snapping her fingers and it was all going, she was all getting it intercepted into her forehead?
I vaguely remember that now.
It's the episode right after you meet the Daleks again for the first time.
Okay.
And then you go back to that space station back because they do the reality TV with Jack on there. And that's when they have that creepy space thing with the teeth that eats people or that freezes people or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah,
it's a lot of things, though.
No, it's literally whatever. Like on top of the ceiling, and it's teeth.
That's the episode with Simon Pegg.
Mr. Pegg. Mm-hmm.
Simon Pegg's in that. He's the albino guy that walks around and runs everybody.
Oh, right. The one who runs the frozen people.
Yep.
Because they bring in one of the girls, and he's like, oh, you're this military person, whatever, you're fighting to resist us, and this is what happens to resistance. And then you see her look up and you see these big teeth coming down at her, and you just hear her scream.
Yeah, because a lot of people die in Doctor Who.
Oh yeah.
It's a lot of running
What do we do? Run.
If you're out of shape, you're gonna die.
I love that.
Didn't one enemy of the Doctor or annoying false god type thing get killed because of time screwy reminiscent leaf? The thing that ate memories, I think it was.
You got me on that one.
He's talking about timey-wimey stuff.
Sure.
It was a leak that did it in, though. Okay. That was emotionally important to the companion, and it was...
Oh, yeah. That was the newest companion.
Maybe the one
after Pond.
Clara.
Because I remember the leaf now. Yeah, okay. But I can't remember what that was, but I do remember the leaf.
Yeah.
That was an important point.
Okay.
But did it was with the enemy die from that or not?
I can't remember.
I like how you did that, Jacob. He's just like...
But
sure.
What is Clara? Is she still the companion going into season 8, or have they changed companions already?
She...
Because when we first see her, like, she's on that Dalek junk planet, basically.
Which was within space station. Mind of a Dalek, if I remember.
Yeah, correctly. Mind of a Dalek.
Dalek.
But it's... Dog. And then she's a companion, so...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Clara has
so... Because she's the impossible girl. Yeah, I remember this now. Okay. So basically what happens is that same, the knowing one or whatever the heck it is that takes them to Trenzalore, they find the doctor's body, remains, and it's just long strings of light because he doesn't have a body.
Okay. I mean,
he just regenerates. And what happens is that thing, I really should look it up, but I don't really care enough, jumps into the doctor's timeline, and he starts, every time the doctor was supposed to succeed, he points him in the other direction and the doctor fails. Well, then everybody starts to, then what happens is all the lights in the universe start to go out and people are talking, and the other people there, well, how many people has the doctor saved over his 2,000 years he's been around?
Okay.
And basically what happens is Clara jumps into his timeline as well, and it just scatters her out all throughout his timeline, which is why she keeps showing up.
Okay.
And that happens in it's the one right before Day of the Doctor, because that's when they reveal, because she's in his timeline, basically on the ground, and he comes to get her. He jumps into his own timeline. I don't really get it. And she's like, I know all your faces except for that one. And he's like, I don't talk about that guy, because it's the War Doctor. And introducing John Hurt as the War Doctor. Anyway, yeah. So that's why she was all over the place, and he kept running into versions of her.
Well, see, from what I remember, it was from one of the Christmas specials where she actually gets killed in that Christmas special, because she got first introduced to with Matt Smith.
Yeah.
And so she got killed in one of the specials, and then he went back to another time where she was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I thought she was a babysitter, but yeah.
No, she was a nanny when she got killed. And then when he went back into time, he saw her again, but she was a teacher.
Yeah.
Because she got killed before she was a nanny, too.
Yeah. She dies in both those times.
And she was also a mental image, too, which was... Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm glad you guys are my memory, because I remember the vague stuff, but not specific stuff.
I don't remember
it's much called Name of the Doctor,
I'm just saying that makes sense, because of what I remember.
What was that, Jacob?
It's called Name of the Doctor. Is the one I'm talking about where they jump into the timeline.
Okay.
What in the rack is this guy's name?
You're wanting to come back to Captain Jack, you said, before we ended up stuff?
Sure. I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember? Okay.
Captain Jack's awesome. That's all I am.
Thought there was something we mentioned that you wanted to come back.
I'm sure there was, and I got nothing.
That happens to all of us sometimes, Jacob.
The other thing is, in the Sarah Jane Chronicles, they also have a callback to another companion of the Doctor, which is actually a robot.
K-9.
Yeah, K-9. He's awesome. I know he exists, and I've seen him in the couple episodes of Doctor Who, but I could never find Sarah Jane Chronicles.
It was on Sci-Fi Network for a while.
Oh.
I didn't see all of it, but I saw some of the episodes of Sci-Fi Network.
They kept it on until she passed away.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because the actress who played Sarah Jane passed away. Yeah. So they kept the seasons on until she actually passed away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can, if not, find them on Netflix, maybe somewhere.
Amazon.
What? Yeah, Amazon.
Well, Amazon Prime.
What was her deal anyways? Because I know she was part of the military-esque group too, wasn't she?
I don't think she was part of Torchwood.
Not Torchwood.
No, but he's talking about
the other one.
You're talking about Unit.
Oh, yeah. Unit?
And I don't know if Sarah Jane... I don't know if it was...
Sure. Well, I know that they had brought her in a couple of episodes of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the detective and the lizard girl that was involved with it during those.
But they weren't really companions, though, per se. They just showed up occasionally.
They're one-offs. They're one-offs
that got backstory afterwards.
So. They showed up in like two or three episodes.
The lizard lady's called, her name's Madame Vastra, and with Jenny, and they're together because Sir Conan Arthur Doyle is writing Sherlock Holmes based off of her in this, and they have Strax, who's their manservant, who's hilarious. And that they're in like 18, the late 1800s London. And so whenever he's in that area, and whenever he's in that timeline, then he runs into them. So
were they part of Torchwood?
I don't think
sure.
so.
I can't. Well, Queen Elizabeth.
Not in the first one, but Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth starts Torchwood.
Started Torchwood.
Yeah, after the werewolf episode.
I can't remember if they became part of that organization or just knew about it.
They probably, I mean, I'm sure they knew about it, but I didn't watch enough Torchwood to know.
The Torchwood series, but.
Oh, no, Torchwood, the series was
they might have known it in Doctor
Who. Present day.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that either.
But this is what this is one where my collecting mentality is, I like the toys and comics. I don't have many other comics. I do have some, but my flavor of choice, besides Luis getting me into the 6-inch stuff here lately, I was the 3 3/4-inch when I was growing up. And Doctor Who's toys were always 5-inch. Dude, then they started a 3 3/4-inch line. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I got into those. And some of those, since it's an import, you pay a little bit more. Uh-huh. And they're harder to find. Yeah. And if they're sold out, you're paying a pretty good secondary aftermarket price for them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, ouch, 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 and ouch again. So yeah. So when I see them out there, that's fairly cheap. I think the cheapest for a figure I've paid in the wild is $15. That's what they usually run. And on Amazon, I think I found one for like
that's
10.
That's almost months. Decent for today's figure prices.
Yeah, still, that's too high for me. I kind of cringe at 10. After 10, it's like, oh, I'll wait till clearance or a sale. But Doctor Who was one that I was like, I thought I would be all in, but then I quickly found out I could not be all in.
Yeah.
But that's where my collected habits are. Anybody out there wants to send me their Doctor Who stuff? Yeah, go for it. I'll add it to the collection. You have the DVDs? Jacob will put that in his collection. Of course, you're more digital now, though.
They're all on Amazon. So if you've got an Amazon Prime account, you can get, I think, you can get all the, up to the most recent season, I believe, should be on Amazon Prime.
Do they have the older ones, too?
Just bits and pieces. Yeah. There's not, I haven't ever found a full collection of the old episodes. Plus, they lost like 100 of them.
Yeah, there was once about 5 or 6 years ago when I was looking through Amazon, they had a pretty good sized package. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was every Doctor Who episode, but it was pretty close to it. I mean, they had the first TV premiere to the latest, and I think there was a few things missing, but not too many, and it was like $200-$250 for that bulk set.
Oh yeah.
And well, so, and some people I'm sure bought it because the older episodes are the harder. If you want a physical copy, the older episodes are the harder ones to get.
They're just hard to find in general. Like even when, because Doctor Who used to be on Netflix and Hulu as well, and even the old, you know, the old version, it was only 4 or 5 or 6 episodes of the random individual seasons. Like you couldn't find the full block of it. So I mean that's why I never got it. Well, that and I think the black and white and the terrible special effects would probably do me in, but
we enjoyed the Tom Baker, but I grew up with that Doctor. So that's why I always, Michelle always has an affinity for Tom Baker because that's who we grew up watching.
Yeah.
And it was on reruns on PBS, and it was on right before Monty Python's Flying Circus. And then after that was Benny Hill Show. This was PBS back in the day, and they probably wouldn't even touch Benny Hill Show in this today's culture. So if you haven't seen Benny Hill, look it up. You'll laugh your butt off.
Yeah.
It's not very PC. No. It's back in the day. So be prepared for that. Hope everybody out there's been liking us BSing and reminiscing about old things and future things yet to come. Where do you think Doctor Who's headed in the future to wrap up? You two are the ones that have seen the most recent episodes.
Well, how are clearly there's going to be a new Doctor.
How are they going to do it, though? That's one of the questions. And
Now they're auditioning for...
No, how are they going to do it? Not who they are going to get. Because... This is supposedly the 13th Doctor, which is the last regeneration.
No, you gotta remember.
No, they got more regenerations after that.
So that did happen then?
Yeah.
He got a brand new set from Gallifrey.
Okay. From,
I have no clue how that would work, but apparently.
That's what
her name begged for.
Yeah.
And he got a new set of, I think they said another.
Brand new set of regenerations.
Yeah.
So basically, you get it's arbitrarily decided, okay, you get 12, and that's all you get. But we have the ability to grant you as many as you want, so... Yeah,
that genie in the bottle.
Yeah.
What's your third wish? More wishes.
Of course it is.
I would have expected them to go with something happened with Rose, and instead of a set limit of regenerations, when he learns he's on his final one, he actually just regenerates again and he has no clue what's happening. And it all ties back to Rose. But, ah, well.
Timeline's wacky. Timey-wimey stuff, like Jonathan said earlier. Yeah. Who knows what might happen? Casting-wise, to me, I don't have a preference. I don't care if it's male, female, ethnicity. It doesn't really matter for the Doctor.
After three or five episodes, they'll get it, and it'll be awesome. There'll be a rough patch while they get adjusted to the new Doctor, but
they'll
settle in, and it'll be awesome.
There was some talk that they were wanting Emma Watson to be one of...
No, I can't see Emma Watson.
It was just talk, but there's a lot of people who say that they can see her being the Doctor.
Yeah, I can't see her at all because of her past performances. She's too serious. Maybe that's what they want, though. I don't know. Because David Tennant was kind of wacky.
Yeah.
And so was Matt Smith.
And then they went with Capaldi. Capaldi serious. Went serious. Yeah.
He's fun.
So I wonder.
He hates everyone, and it's wonderful.
So I'm wondering if they'll go back to the little bit crazy again. Because I think David Tennant's probably the most loved next to Tom Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's... And that's because of his personality.
Yeah. Well, and he had good storylines to work with. That's the biggest problem with Capaldi is he's a good doctor, but his storylines are just meh. Most of them you're just like, oh, well, okay. I watched this episode and I'll never watch it again. I mean, that's with Tennant and Smith and even Eccleston. Most of those episodes
you can go back and watch
a couple more times because they're good stories.
Well, I'm kind of leaning towards what Logan was saying. Go back to the daughter as the new doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And have her be one of the regenerations and bring her back in and not say whether, since it's a new, I was going to say if they can't do regeneration again, bring her in as the new one because she is part
the Time Lord.
Time Lord. But since they did do that, I would say, because I see her as a strong enough actor, she could pull it off and still do some comedic stuff, but not too comedic. She'd kind of be kind of in the middle of the road. So I could see her doing that again, coming back. Other actors, wow. And the thing is, it's hard to see, you know, British actors can come over here and get the American accent, but American actors have a difficulty going over with the British accent. So,
and there'd be a rebellion, a complete revolt in Britain if they tried to cast an American to play the Doctor. Now, what you're going to see is and it's probably already started, is you're going to have everybody going, well, the Doctor needs to be a woman, or the Doctor needs to not just be some old white guy. And so
hasn't
you'll have
already been a woman once.
No,
no,
that's the master or the mistress now.
That's why I think really the gal that played the daughter would be a good choice because she already has a footing within the Doctor Who universe.
And so what I'm more interested in is I don't really care who they cast to play the Doctor because they're also going to do a showrunner, so you don't know what to expect. What I want to know is when he regenerates, is he going to destroy a planet? Because if you've watched all of his regenerations, they increasingly get more violent.
Because
if you remember when Eccleston went to Tennant, it was just a bright light, nothing really, not that much happened.
Yeah.
But then when Tennant went to Smith, he blew out the TARDIS. And then when Smith went to Capaldi, he basically had enough juice to knock the entire Dalek fleet out of the sky.
I see what you're going for.
And by the end of this, he should be able to run off because it's going to be such a powerful explosion.
Right.
It's going to kill everybody around him. Maybe they don't do that. Or maybe they restart because in the very, very, very first regeneration, he was literally laying there asleep and then all of a sudden it was a new guy. Yeah. So
there's a new batch. Maybe it's starting over again. Yeah, true.
I'm hoping for a planet destroying explosion, but I like destruction.
All right. That's going to have to wrap it up for us for our BS session of Doctor Who. We're running close on the time. Hopefully everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We've been having fun here talking about it. You can definitely tell the other guys are my memory. I have the broad stuff and Jonathan, Jacob, and Logan have the more detailed minds. So they helped me out because I didn't get all that. We've been having fun. Hopefully you guys have been having fun out there listening to us with our BS session. We'll see everybody on the flip side. See y'all later.
Bye.
See ya.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.